In 2009, then-Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty nixed an agreement that allowed over 70,000 Minnesota and Wisconsin residents who lived in one state and worked in the other to only file one tax return. Since the agreement was dissolved in Minnesota, it's up to that state's lawmakers to pass legislation to bring it back. State Representative Greg Davids of Southeast Minnesota has introduced a bill to restore the tax reciprocity agreement. The bill also requires that the Minnesota governor get legislative approval before ending any future tax reciprocity agreements with Wisconsin.
I think it's very important to Minnesota and folks in Wisconsin. It goes both ways. Like I said, though, it affects the district I represent more than any district in the state.
Republican State Senator Dan Kopanky of La Crosse says while lawmakers in the Badger State can't do anything legislatively, they are willing to negotiate.
If we're doing a business deal out here, that's what we do. We get the two sides together and see if we can strike a deal. And I think, with the governments of these two states, I think we should do the same thing.
Minnesota lawmakers say Wisconsin still owes the state millions of dollars from the last reciprocity agreement. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.